Today I would like you to turn in your Bible to the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and let's read verse 19 and 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19. And the Apostle Paul here is writing to these believers at Corinth, and he says, "For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me, and Silas and Timothy, was not yea and nay, was not yes and no, but in him, that is, in Christ, was yes. For all the promises of God in Christ are yes, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us." The gospel of Jesus Christ is not a deceptive gospel. It plainly states the problem, sin, S-I-N. By one man, sin entered into this world. In Adam, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It plainly states the problem, and it clearly points out the remedy. The only remedy to have sin put away, the only remedy for sin, for salvation, is Jesus Christ. And that's why Paul says in verse 19, our preaching is not yes and no preaching. That is, he's saying our preaching is not questionable. Our preaching is not a maybe. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is not a maybe gospel, not a conditional gospel. It's a certain and sure gospel. And then he says in verse 20, all the promises of God in him are yes. All the promises of God in the Lord Jesus Christ are yes. Now, let's see if we can amplify that a little bit. Is there salvation in Christ? Now, it's not a yes or no question, is it? Is there salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes. Yes. We read in Scripture in Acts chapter 4, neither is there salvation in any other. Is there pardon of sin in Christ? Yes. Our God delights to pardon. He is a God that's ready to pardon. Is there justification from our guilt in Christ? Huh? Yes. Yes, there is. In whom we have redemption, justified freely by His grace through the redemption in the Lord Jesus Christ. Is there forgiveness with Him? Yes. Yes, there is. In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. You see what Paul is saying here? Is there cleansing from our sin in Christ? Yes. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Peter wrote this, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. God has given us all these precious promises, and in Christ they're all certain. They're yes. Now, let me give you four things about these promises of God. The first one is this, found in verse 20. Let's read verse 20 again. For all the promises of God in Him are yes. Now, the first thing we know is about these promises, the first thing is they're of God. They're of God. These promises were all made according to God's own will and purpose. He's working all things after the counsel of His own will. Every temporal and every eternal blessing given to His people flows out from God's eternal purpose, which He purposed in Christ Jesus before the foundation of this world. All these promises are of God. They all were made according to God's will and purpose. Secondly, these promises display the qualities of God who gave them. They're all true as God Himself. We read in Scripture, it is impossible for God to lie. We read in Romans 3, let God be true and every man a liar. All the precious promises recorded in the Word of God can be believed, trusted, relied upon, believed because His Word is truth. Everything God speaks, He speaks in truth. Of His own will begat He us with the Word that is true. Secondly, they're unchanging. These promises display the qualities of God who gave them. They're true as God Himself. Secondly, they're unchanging. Now, if God has made a promise and doesn't fulfill it, then he's changed his purpose. But we read in Scripture, he said, I am the Lord. I change not, therefore, you sons of Jacob, you are not consumed. Thirdly, these promises are powerful. It shall never be said that God failed to keep his promise because he lacked the power to perform. Now, often we're guilty of doing that. We often make promises that we have no capability and no power to perform. But that's not the case with God. Listen to this scripture. Abraham said, and it said of Abraham that Abraham was fully persuaded what God had promised, God was able to perform. He never lacks the power, the ability to accomplish his will and purpose. And fourthly, these promises are like God himself, they're eternal. We read in Scripture, Ecclesiastes 3:14, whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. He's loved his people, he's loved his church with an everlasting love, and he saved them with everlasting salvation. Now here's the second thing we know about these promises. The first thing, remember, they're all of God. They're of God. The second thing we see is this, all promises. Now notice the range, the scope, and dimension of these promises. All promises. There is not a need we have as guilty sinners before a holy God. There is not a need we have that his precious promises don't meet. Listen to this promise in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. This ought to give every sinner great encouragement and great motive to look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Look to him. Trust him to supply our every need. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in him the believer stands complete before God. You say in your heart, well, I'm ungodly. My friend, the promise of the Scripture is this, Christ died for the ungodly. Well, you say, well, I'm naked before God. I'm ungodly and naked and guilty before God. He provides the robe of righteousness. You see, there's not a need we have that he doesn't provide. He said, I am the Lord. I will provide. He is the Lord, our righteousness. You say, well, I'm hard-hearted. Every sinner is by nature. God's promise of the gospel is, I'll give you a new heart. I'll take away that stony heart and give you a heart that loves God. You say, well, I don't have faith. That's right, you don't by nature. Faith is not a product of the fallen, guilty sinner. Faith's the gift of God. He said, I'll give you faith. You say, well, I can't pray. He ever lives to make intercession for you. See, every need we have, the Lord Jesus Christ is able to supply our need. You say, well, I have nothing to bring. Listen, friend, you're not called to give, but to simply receive. Listen to this promise. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Are you weary and heavy laden? Listen to this promise. Come unto me, and I'll give you rest. Are you thirsty for spiritual life? He said, ho, everyone that's thirsty, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Are you weary, heavy laden over sin? He said, come to me and rest. Are you thirsty for spiritual life? He said, come to me and drink. Are you hungry for salvation? Listen to this promise. He said, I'm the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. You see the range and scope of all these promises? They meet all our need in Christ. Thirdly, about these promises, notice this. They're certain and sure. Certain and sure. Now, notice this verse again. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen. Now, two times in this very short verse, we read these words, in him, in him. In him, in Christ, they're yes. That is, they are certain, fixed, sure, true, and everlasting. And in him, they're amen. That is, they are accomplished. The Lord Jesus said on Calvary's tree, it is finished. Redemption, righteousness, salvation was accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ. It pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. The certainty of these promises are guaranteed by the powerful, complete, satisfying performance of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has performed all things for us. His past performance is a guarantee of future results. Every spiritual blessing and every spiritual promise God has for any fallen, guilty son of Adam is found only in God's storehouse. You say, what's that? Jesus Christ is God's storehouse. You listen to Paul as he talks about his experience of grace. He said, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that I may win Christ and be found in Him. Paul knew that Christ is salvation. Paul knew that every blessing God had for every sinner was in the Lord Jesus Christ. That I might be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Now remember that. They're in Christ, these promises given to guilty sinners is in Christ. Whether we talk about election, God choosing a people before the foundation of the world, we're chosen in Christ. Whether we talk about redemption, it's in whom, in Him, that we are redeemed. Whether we talk about being glorified, we are glorified and raised up and made to sit together in the heavenlies only in Christ. Every promise of God in Christ is sure to all His elect, all His seed, because they're in Christ. They're in Christ. And they were given to Christ before the foundation of this earth. We read this promise. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. Romans 4:16. You see, these promises are of God. All promises. The range and scope meets every need that we have. And my friend, they're all in Christ. Now, lastly, let me give you this. Now, notice this in the text. All the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen. Now, lastly, notice this phrase, unto the glory of God by us. Here's the grand design of all God's promises, unto the glory of God. The promises of God are His glory, the gift of the Redeemer, the life of the Redeemer, the death of the Redeemer, the intercession the Lord Jesus Christ ever lives to intercede for us. Make all the promises sure. All this is greatly to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. All these promises of His coming, of His life, of His death, of His intercession are making all these promises sure, and they all work to glorify God. We read this in 1 Corinthians 1:30, but of Him are you in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, He that would glory, let him glory only in. We glory only in the Lord Jesus Christ. They work unto the glory of God. Now, two words, the last part of that, unto the glory of God by us. By us. Believers in Christ quickly and rightly give God all the glory for so great a salvation. Now, if you'd like a copy of today's message about the promises of God, I'd be glad to send it to you absolutely free. You can call or write to me. My number is 631-9053, 631-9053, or you can write to me at 6088 Zebulon Highway, Pikeville, Kentucky.